Yo, what is happening, guys? Nathan back once again with another episode of the Unplugged Freedom Podcast. And in today's episode, we are going to be talking about the easy life. The easy life of the brainwashed, idiotic zombies who are in the zombie apocalypse. The easy life. These guys are living the life. Like, these guys, like, have no idea how good they have it. Like, sometimes I envy them. Not all the time, okay? Not all the time. I don't look at them and be like, man, I wish I had their life. You know, no, not all the time. It's just in certain situations, I'm like, man, like, you guys have no idea how good you have it. Like, you literally do not have to think whatsoever at all. Zip, zilch, nada. You don't have to think at all. So let's take a dive into the mind of a brainwashed, idiotic zombie who partakes in the zombie apocalypse. So as you're growing up, let's say you're in high school and you're like, oh, what am I gonna do for my education? And then you're like, well, I'm good at sciences, so I'm going to be an engineer. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be an engineer. Okay. And so you get out of high school, well, You've decided that you're going to be an engineer, and you're like, okay, I'm going to be an engineer, and time to go to school. So now you're in college, you're in university, and then you're thinking, you literally have a fucking grocery shopping list where you just like take out this list. You're like, well, let's see here. What else do I need to get on my shopping list? Oh, looks like I need to find a spouse. So I'll get a spouse while I'm here at school. That's what I'll do. And that's what I'll do. So I'm going to go get my education and I'm going to find a spouse. So then you find a spouse. Okay. You just kind of like, excuse me. I am looking for a spouse. Anybody? I'm looking for a spouse. And then all of a sudden in the corner, you're like, oh, did I hear somebody's looking for a spouse? Yes, that's me. I'm looking for a spouse to live. Oh, just wait. I got it here somewhere. Just give me a sec. Where is it? Oh, here we go. Okay. To live. I'm looking for a spouse to live happily ever after. Yeah, that's right. Happily ever after. Is that you? They're like, oh, yes, that's me. That's what I'm looking for, too. Okay, great. Okay, good. So we can check these off on each other's list. Cool. Perfect. Let's do that. We'll check that off the list there. Okay. Got the spouse. All right. Almost done the schooling. So then they finish the school, and they're like, okay, I got my school. Now to get my career. I've got my career, so let's get my career. And then they go, and they get their career. They get a job. Somebody hires them to be an engineer, and they're like, okay, I've got my job as an engineer. I'm gonna do this until the day that I die, until I'm 65, well, maybe 70. I have 5 years of retirement, so that's what I'm gonna do. So career is taken care of, education's taken care of, spouse is taken care of, but what else is on the list? And then they take out their little grocery shopping list once again. They're like, okay, let's see. Oh, we need a house. Oh, kids. Okay. We need to have kids. Okay. And what does this one say? We need a house, kids. Oh, we need to get married. Okay. I guess which one comes first. So then they kind of like, you know, they just kind of do whatever. Some people will buy the house first. Some people will have the kids first. Some people will get married first. There's all kinds of things, right? Depending on religious, whatever kind of beliefs, but whatever. But that's what they do, right? So then let's say they get the house. They're like, okay, let's get the house first. And so then they get the house. I'm like, okay, so we got the house. Check that off. Check. Okay, what do we got here? Kids. Okay, with kids. Let's do the kids. Actually, let's get married first. Then they get married. Bam. We're married. Okay, good. So, what's next on the list? Kids. Okay, kids on the list. Here's another been added to the list. Move up the corporate ladder. Okay, move up. Okay, get a promotion. Okay. So in the middle of having kids, they get a promotion. Bam, get a promotion. They're like, oh, moving up in the world now. Moving up in the world. Now I have to increase my lifestyle now. So gotta live even more beyond my means. So let's do that. Now what's next on this list here? So then they just kind of keep going down the list. I'm like, oh, I need a brand new car. Okay, not a used car. Ew, don't want a used car. Ew. A new to me car. Oh, we don't want that. We need a new car. That's what we need. We need a finance. Let's lease a car. Let's finance a car. Let's do that. Can't have a used car. Ew, gross. Somebody else was sitting in there. Ew. You know, and I don't get to tell my friends that I got a new car. So they're just checking these things off. They're like, okay, here we go. Government comes around, tells them that they need to take a mandatory poison injection. And they're like, oh, okay. Take a mandatory poison injection. Okay, cool. I'll go do that. So then they go do that. Government tells them, you know, oh, actually, you know, there's going to be a big financial crisis, so a lot of people are going to be laid off. And then they're like, oh, okay, so I guess I won't be working for the next 6 months. And, you know, so they don't even think for themselves. They don't have to think for themselves, okay, because they were just told to rely on the system right from the get-go. And it's, like, imagine how good these guys have it. And this is where you can have a little bit of envy for them. You're like, man, you guys have no idea how easy you have it. Anybody who actually thinks for themselves, anybody who doesn't need the government or outside entities to tell them how to live, anybody who is a sovereign individual, that's the new buzzword of 2021. I've heard that fucking everywhere. Sovereign. My sovereign fucking... Yeah, I don't know. I must have missed the memo when everyone was talking about fucking sovereignty, whatever you want to call it, but must have missed the memo on it because everyone's using it, so thought I'd throw that in there. But anybody who actually thinks for themselves and has the capability to function all by themselves without needing government intervention, well, or societal or family expectations, like all this, you actually think for yourself. Well, like, literally, if you take what's happening in the world right now, the zombies, they're like in such a good place. They're like, man, I'm gonna have my job tomorrow, I'm gonna be able to pay my bills tomorrow, I'm gonna be able to pay my mortgage, feed my kids, like, life is good, and all I had to do is just follow what the government told me to do. That's it, that's all. Like, they have it so good. Whereas, like, if you are somebody who thinks critically and has a brain in between your ears, and you see the apparent obvious bullshit that is happening in the world today, you're looking at it and you're saying, holy crap. In a matter of weeks, my job of 20 years that I have put my blood, sweat, and tears into, that I have given to this company, this corporation, they are just, in a matter of weeks, they're just gonna throw me to the curb. Like, what? How do you even do that to another human being who has given so much to you? And that's literally what is happening in today's world. It is absolutely mind-blowing. So all these zombies walking around on their high horse, well, I can understand why, because you're fucking clueless and you're kind of thinking, like, I don't see what the big deal is. Like, what is everybody, you know, what is everybody in such a uproar about? All you got to do is take a pharmaceutical experimental drug and you'll have your job to pay your bills tomorrow. What's the big deal? So, but if you're somebody who actually thinks for yourself, you're like, man, this is crazy. I'm gonna have to learn how to build my wings on the way down. You'll hear me talk about the alchemist. In the alchemist, he's having to learn how to turn himself into the wind. And poor Santiago is like, I don't know how to turn myself into the wind. And the alchemist is saying, like, you got to learn. You got to learn how to, or else, you know, you're going to die. So a lot of people now are faced with this situation where they're having to learn how to turn themselves into the wind, metaphorically. And it's at those points where you're kind of like, man, like, sometimes I envy you fucking brain-dead, idiotic zombies. Like, I like, there are points where you're just like, you literally have no idea how good you have it. Like, you're just so fucking lost in the clouds. Like, you're just so just high on the Kool-Aid that the government gives you that you have zero clue. You don't have to think. You just like, how should I live my life? And you just take out your shopping list of shit. And you're like, oh, okay, so the next thing is we gotta potty train the kids. And I'm not saying there's anything bad about having kids or anything like that, but I'm just saying, is it for everybody? I don't believe so. It is not for everybody, because not everybody can have kids. So how could, like, if you believe in God or whatever you believe in, how could, let's say God, for example. How could God create somebody who physically cannot have kids and then at the same time say it is everybody's duty to have kids? Well, yes, you could say that, oh, well, they could adopt. Yeah, you could say that, but at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure we could all agree that not everybody should be having kids. Okay, that's not a hard argument to, you know, bring forth and to disagree on. The people who shouldn't be having kids would disagree on you about that, because they would know that we'd be calling them on their shit, you know? But we know that there's a lot of people who shouldn't be having kids. But the thing is that, you know, it's so easy, like, it's such an easy life that you don't have to think at all. You're just like, oh, my biggest goal in life is retirement. That's my biggest goal in life. That is my accomplishment. That is the holy grail. And literally, that is what they think of retirement. Don't believe me? Go talk about retirement with people. Go listen to the conversations they have with people. It is truly disgusting. You'll hear them. And I've worked in City Hall. I've worked in this company I'm working here. I've worked in the military, like, where seniority, where retirement and all this stuff, like, people just, they look at these people too as if they walk on water. They're like, oh my God, he's been retired for 3 weeks now. Oh, that must be so good. And, you know, then there's the other guys who are like, I got 1 year, 2 days, 36 hours, and then I'm out of here. Like, you literally have it down to the hour until you're gone. If that is you, your shit's fucked up. Like, you're literally, your shit is fucked up if that is what it is. I remember I used to be in the military, and we'd be on courses and everything, and we'd have, like, our QL4 course or QL5 course, whatever it was, QL3 course. Some were longer than the others, and he would always be counting down. He's like 352 days, every single day, right down to the day. You know, he's at 275 days. I'm like, what kind of life are you living that you are counting down until the point that you get to leave? You know, like, if you can't stand Mondays, it's not Mondays that you hate, it's your job that you hate. If you can't wait until Friday, you're like, oh my God, it's hump day, I can't wait till Friday. Like, your shit's fucked up. okay? You're just fucked up. You need to, your shit's broken, okay? You need to fix it. So, like, for me, my day is just, like, I don't even know what day it is, like, to begin with. I'm just like, what day is it? You know, and I'll be having conversations with people. I'm like, yeah, yesterday on Tuesday. And they're like, yesterday was Saturday. I'm like, what? No, like, yesterday was Tuesday? Like, oh, it was Saturday yesterday. Okay. Huh. All right, then. Like, it's my days are just, like, all, like, bowled into one. Now, it doesn't have to be like that for everyone. I'm not saying, like, how I live my life should be, like, how everybody lives it. But what I'm saying at the end of the day is that you have to learn how do you want to live your life? Majority of people live their life chasing after this Monday to Friday. Like, imagine that. Right from you're 4 years old, you hop into kindergarten, Monday to Friday, this time to this time. Like, if that's not indoctrination, I don't know what the fuck is, okay? Right from the time you're 4 years old, you go through elementary school until you're about 12, you leave elementary school into maybe middle school, maybe high school, same thing, Monday to Friday, this time to this time, Monday to Friday, this time to this time. You get out of school, what do? You get a job, Monday to Friday, this time to this time. Sometimes it's not even Monday to Friday. You might have like a Wednesday to Sunday or Monday. I don't know what it would be. So Wednesday to Monday, let's say. But on Monday, you're like, and this is interesting. People, I see this all the time. People are like, oh, it's my Friday. I'm like, no shit for brains. It's fucking Monday. Okay, it's Monday. It's Monday. It's not Friday. It's Monday. No. See, what you don't get is that it's my Friday. No, it's Monday. Okay, I don't care what you want to call it. Okay, it's fucking Monday. All right, so let's just get that straight. It's Monday. Yeah, but you don't get it. It's my Friday. And then Wednesday's my Monday. No, Wednesday is Wednesday. Monday is Monday, okay? But I see that all the time. I hate it. It drives me nuts. I'm just like... But that's like what people do, you know? And it's not something you'll never see me ever say anything like that. Oh, it's my Friday today. If it's my day off tomorrow, it's my fucking day off tomorrow. That's what it is. Not my Friday today. It's not my weekend tomorrow. It's not my Saturday tomorrow or whatever. It's just my time. But that's how people live their life, and it's terrible. Like, imagine doing that until you're fucking 65 years old and you're counting down. You're literally counting down the days. I've been in classrooms where guys have walked in and they've been retired for a couple of weeks. There's one time I heard a conversation when I was working at the city hall of like, oh, Susie's got a year of retire until she retires. I'm like, oh, really? Oh my gosh, she's so lucky. Wow, must be nice. And like, I've still got like 15 years left. Like, Jesus Christ, like, you're counting down 15 fucking years? Like, oh my God, what kind of life are you living? You're counting down 15 years until the day that you leave. And then you turn around and say that you love your job. You hate Mondays, you can't wait till Friday, you look forward to hump day, you fucking can't wait till you turn 65 so you can finally walk out the door and never see this place again. Like, I see it and I hear it all the time, so don't fucking piss in my face and tell me it's raining and say that, oh, I love my job, okay? How about we be a little bit honest with ourselves, okay? If you're living your life like this, your shit's broken, your shit's all fucked up, you need to get it fixed, okay? And so this is why mental illness, depression, anxiety, all this shit is just like rampant in this world. It's because we're living such a, like, an, it's truly a fucked up world. Within like the past like 100 or so years, 100 to 200 years, have we like lived like this, Monday to Friday? We are animals. When it's all said and done, we are animals. Okay? Time is man-made. Like, it's just... it's only been like this manufacturing... What did they call it? The factory revolution or whatever it was. Like, when the wars were happening. That's when all of this was created. And so... we've just adopted it. So it's so new. So it's so unnatural to us, this Monday to Friday thing. It just fucks with our whole system. Like for me, I sleep when I sleep good. I try to eat good. You know, if I'm feeling it for work, I'll work. If I'm not, I won't. If I'm, you know, want to work a little extra harder, I will. If I want to just relax a little bit, I will. Like, I try not to have a boss that tells me what to do, how to do, and all that shit. So it's very interesting how people will live their life. And the sooner you can realize this and open your mind to this, the sooner you can literally be unplugged. And that's where freedom comes in, is when you become unplugged from the system. That's when the freedom comes in, because then you say, you know what, I can literally do whatever I want. I'm not bound by anything, not bound by fucking this or that. Now, mind you, it is a little bit more stressful, because like I said, within a matter of weeks, there are people who are wondering what is going to happen in the next couple of weeks here. I'm one of them. I'm not a hugely worried because I don't have, like, you know, mortgages and kids and all this shit to have to really worry about. You know, I got the clothes on my back. I got the freaking attitude that I have. And, you know, you can't take anything away from me that's going to make me suffer. Okay? But there are people out there who are going to be in a certain situation within a matter of weeks. So it's in those situations that are very concerning. So, like, yeah, if you are just a brainwashed, you know, zombie, you have it so good. You don't even think. You don't even think about anything. You're like, You have advertisements that tell you what to think. You have billboards that tell you what to think, how to feel. You have commercials. Like, you literally... do not have any beliefs of your own. Your beliefs are just manufactured by corporations and advertisements. That's where your beliefs, your ideas, your thoughts. Don't believe me? Try and have an argument with a fucking one of these zombies. You can't, because their arguments do not go very far. Okay, because they're just repeating the same bullshit that the media, that the TV, that the corporations spew. They're just repeating that bullshit. And it literally, even though it doesn't make sense whatsoever, it doesn't matter to them. They're just repeating it. So that's not even their own ideas. That's not even their own beliefs. That's not even their own opinions. It is all manufactured within them. It's literally a factory. I always said, you will always hear me say, what a beautiful system these guys have created. I will always give a standing ovation and be like, you motherfuckers, you created such a fucking system that you literally can control the ideas, perceptions, the beliefs, like everything. At the whim, you can literally control all of this. And it's so when I see a good system like that, I'm like, that is beautiful. That is beautiful. It is highly disgusting and disturbing, don't get me wrong, but it is truly a beautiful system. I will always give you a standing ovation on your system that you've created. I won't be in support of it. I won't, I will recognize a good system, okay? Just like if I look over at a good-looking man, no homo, but I'll be able to say that's a good looking man right there. Okay, he's tall, he's fit, he's smart. That's a good looking man right there. No homo, okay, but just straight up, alright? Like real, recognize real. You know what I'm saying? So that's, I will always say it's an amazing system what they've created and how they've been able to deploy it. They use their puppets, like their celebrities. They use their musicians. They use their late night TV show hosts like Jimmy Kimmel to spew their lies and their bullshit. They use their platforms like the news. They use their media establishments like Disney and Netflix in order to control certain narratives and to just brainwash everybody right from the get-go. They have their fingers in the medical system. They have their fingers in the media system. They have their fingers in the food supply system. Everywhere. It is just amazing how they've done it, what they've done. I will always give them a standing ovation on it. But unfortunately, it's not used for good. It is used for evil. It is used for deception. It is used for lies. It is truly disgusting how they use it and how they are successful with it. But that doesn't take away from how beautiful of a system that they've created. So you gotta hand up to that. But yeah, these zombies that are walking around, they're sharing with you not their own opinions, not their own ideas, not their own beliefs, none of that. That is all manufactured. And if you have a conversation with them and you're able to ask the right questions, you can easily discern this. And what I mean is that you can figure out, oh, okay, so like, do you actually have an opinion? Like, is this actually your belief, or are you just spewing the bullshit from elsewhere? You're just relaying it, that's all. It's just a program. They just like input the information, they download it, and then they just spew it out themselves. So yeah, these zombies, they literally have no idea how good they have it sometimes, because as long as they just do what they're told, they just follow their programming, they don't have to think. They literally do not have to think. They have a grocery list on how to live life. They just check those boxes off. Okay? And like I said, there's nothing wrong with having a career. There's nothing wrong with school or having kids or anything like that. There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong is when you're just doing that because that's what you're programmed to do. You're just... like there was a phase in the little hometown where I'm from, everybody was becoming a dental assistant. Well, mostly women. Dental assistant. Oh, I'm going to become a dental assistant. I'm going to become a dental assistant. Or I'm going to be a pharmacist. It wasn't a pharmacist technician. It's not a pharmacist. It's a pharmacist technician or something like that. And I'm like, that's interesting. Even when my dad was being taken care of, he had nurses coming in. A lot of times they weren't even nurses. They were just kind of, I don't know what you'd call them, care aides or whatever. A lot of times they weren't nurses. Few and far between were there nurses. But I remember this one guy, he came in. I was like, oh, this is interesting. Never seen a guy walk through the door, you know? He wasn't even from here. He wasn't even from Prince George. He was from Vancouver. And he's like, yeah, I'm just here doing my studies. I'm on my way to become a doctor. And so I'm going to be a nurse, and it was really interesting to talk to him because it was totally different. Whereas everybody was just kind of like, I'm a care aide and that's it. I'm a nurse and that's it. You know, and nothing wrong with those careers, nothing wrong with those professions. But what was interesting is just the different mindset. You know, people were just like this one thing and then that was it. Whereas he was this today, he was that tomorrow, on his way to be a doctor. And I was like, oh, that's cool. So very interesting. But yeah, there was a big phase of people like, well, I'm going to be a pharmacist technician, or I'm going to be a dental assistant. It's like, yeah, but why don't you become the dentist? You know, like, I don't know. Like, who was I talking to? I was talking to one person one time, and I said, what are you doing? I can't remember where we like met at a party or something. And they were saying, oh, I want to be a manager. I'm like, how long is it going to take you to be a manager? And they said, oh, I'm thinking about like 5 years is my goal. 5 years to be a manager. And this was like at a retail store or something. I'm like, wait, hold on. Wait, what? Whoa. I'm like, here I'm asking you about your goals of what you would like to do, what you would like to accomplish. And you're telling me that in 5 years, you would like to be a manager at the store that you work at. What? 5 years. I'm like, do you know what you can accomplish in 5 years? Like, just blew me away. I'm like, you should be able to accomplish that at the worst case scenario, less than a year. Less than a year. Okay? I could go in there, okay, with my fucking socks, pants tucked into my socks, okay, shirt inside out, pants upside down, okay, and I could get that with my eyes closed. And so for 5 years, like, that's how long it's gonna take you to get this job as a manager? Like, Jesus, like, you gotta step your goals up. It's crazy what is out there when I have conversations with people. So anyways, guys, if you are a brainwashed zombie, you're living the good life, you don't gotta worry about your kids losing, you know, getting food taken out of their mouths, you don't gotta worry about a roof being taken away from over your head, you don't gotta worry about any of that. Okay, if you're a brainwashed zombie, you're just living the life. Paychecks coming tomorrow, like, you know it, right? But if you're somebody who thinks outside the box, who thinks for themselves, you're confident in who you are and your own ability, well, the next few weeks to months are going to be extremely, extremely up in the air. But my hat's off to you. Absolutely, unequivocally, undoubtedly, my hat's off to you, because you are going to have to pull your socks up, you're going to have to roll your sleeves up, get your hands dirty, and say, okay, I got kids to feed, I got a roof to keep over my head, I got a government that I got to stand up against, and I got some motherfuckers punching the teeth on my way, so let's do this. So my hat's off to you guys, okay? This is where you pull out that creativity. This is where you pull out the confidence that you never thought that you had. And this is where you pull out the problem solving, the strategy, the voice that you've been hiding for so long. This is where you pull that out. This is where the real you. We separate the men from the boys, the girls from the women. We separate the I was gonna say something else, but I'm not gonna say it. It's 2021, right? We gotta include everybody, right? You know what I'm saying? Oh, I do like to poke fun whenever I can. But yes, my hat's off to you guys. This is a war. It's a spiritual warfare. It's a psychological warfare. It is a absolute war that is coming. But don't worry, we are going to fight, okay? We are going to stand up for what we believe in. We are going to persevere. People are going to be hurt. People are going to die. People are going to be injured. People are going to fall. It's going to be ugly. That's not being negative. That's not being cynical. That is just looking out into the clouds that you see and say, okay, it's gonna get ugly. Look at Australia, look at France right now. These guys are just like going crazy, France, I have to say, somebody said that Canada was leading the way and standing up to the tyrannical government. I'm sorry to say, but, well, I know who said it. He's an idiot anyways. But no, Canada's not. France is. If anybody's standing up and leading the way, it's France. They have been the Yellow Vest protest for the past forever. And they've been just kicking ass and taking names lately, standing up to their government and protesting. It's been awesome to see. And don't forget about Hong Kong. Those guys are wicked. Those guys are kicking ass. Like, if we can even be 1% of them in Canada, like, we will be awesome. But if we could be more than that of what they're doing, that'd be even better. So kick some ass, take some names. I'm going to be here. I'm going to fight to the death. And these guys can get fucked with their poison, okay? I'd rather die than take that shit and lose my integrity, lose my dignity, okay? So you can take whatever you want away from me. Go ahead, try it, okay? If I gotta eat this grass on the side of the road and hang out with these cows in this farm, then that's what I'll do, okay? So take whatever you want from me, try it. If I gotta live in these forests and ride these horses and tame them, then I shall, okay? So anyways, Nathan, Unplugged Freedom, we're gonna rock it, all right? Don't fall victim to these brainwashed zombies just because they're just, you know, oh, I took it and I'm fine. And then just, oh my God, I could literally talk about these idiots forever. My favorite is like when I was talking about, let's say like McDonald's or something. I'd say like, oh man, like McDonald's just like does this to me. And then they're like, oh, I eat McDonald's all the time. That doesn't happen to me. And I'm like, bro, you're already at zero. Okay, you're already at zero. Like, your level, your XP points, they're fucking at zero. Maybe even, like, minus XP points. So when you eat shitty food, like, shitty processed food from the grocery store, like, you can't go any lower. Your situation normal is just feeling shitty. Try eating healthy. Try being healthy. Try and exercise 4 to 5 times a week, okay? And then go into the grocery store, buy your garbage shit, and then eat it, and then watch what happens, okay? Like, you're already down there. You don't go any further down. So anyways, guys, Unplugged Freedom, we're gonna rock it. I'm on a big drive right now, big plans for the next couple of days here, so hope to hear from you soon. And yeah, November 1st is when I'm supposed to be fully fucking protected. But guess what? Joke's on them. This motherfucker, you ain't touching me with that shit, that's for sure. Hell to the no.